Our scripture reading this week is Numbers chapter 22, beginning at verse 22 and concluding at verse 41. It's on page 166 in your pew Bible. Now we continue the very interesting story of Balaam and Balak, who has this pagan lord who's trying to hire this shaman to curse Israel. And this is the passage where Balak's donkey is made to speak and tell him that he is to pay attention to the angel who is barring his way. Well, as we read this, there's three things I want to point out that you should notice. The first is that God is able to protect his people. Now, the poor Israelites, they're feeling very vulnerable. They're wandering through the desert. They don't have earthly resources. They're in the midst of these nations who are not charitable to them, that aren't hospitable and want to kill them. And now they've got supernatural dark powers being gathered around them, and God is perfectly able to fulfill his covenant promises to save them. They don't know what's going on, but we know what's going on. So it is for us. We don't know how God is providentially restraining evil and blessing spiritually his people and saving us, but he's promised to do so. And here we see that he is perfectly able to deliver his people to the uttermost. Now, secondly, we have really in a humorous way that God showing us that he is able to reveal his word, that when he is determined for his servants to speak his word, they're going to speak it. Now, here, the donkey is going to speak his word. And liberal scholars will say, now, we really can't believe the donkeys speak. This is obviously mythological. And our answer is, it is not at all shocking to us that the Creator is able, supernaturally, to cause donkeys to speak when he wants them to. And the point is that God uses human instruments, and his word, in fact, his gospel word, his word of blessing on his people, is going to go forth. Now, we're living in a day when it's the humanity of Scripture that's emphasized, the differences between the apostles and their human limitations. Well, the Bible was written by humans in every normal sort of way, but the Bible emphasizes the divinity of the Scripture, that it is God who speaks through them. God is going to make a donkey speak, and yes, he causes Paul, Peter, and John, and Isaiah, and Moses to speak his word, and when they speak in the Scripture, it is God who's speaking, and it does so with his word. It is a divine word that is given through man, not a human word that is given about God. Now, thirdly, there's, I think, surely a polemic here against the folly of man and his sin. Balaam shows us how blind we are. What a donkey can see, fallen man cannot see. And you have this humorous scene where he's beating the donkey because it's avoiding the angel. And the donkey finally lays down under his blows. And finally, the donkey says, "Can't you see?" Well, we're like that as sinners. We need the Word of God to open our eyes and to be taught. And by God's grace alone, can we foolish sinners who do so much harm, can we be restored to what is true and right and be saved? Well, let's have these things in mind as we hear the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word, beginning at verse 22 of Numbers 22. But God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way as his adversary. Now he was riding on the donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand. And the donkey turned aside out of the road and went into the field. And Balaam struck the donkey to turn her into the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path between the vineyards with a wall on either side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed against the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall, so he struck her again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the left or to the right or to the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he struck the donkey with his staff. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me, I wish I had a sword in my hand, for then I would kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you've ridden all the days, all your long life to this day? Is it my habit to treat you this way?" And he said, "No." Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed down and fell on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to oppose you because your way is perverse before me. The donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely just now I would have killed you and let her live. Then Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood in the road against me. Now, therefore, if it is evil in your sight, I will turn back. And the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, go with the men, but speak only the word that I tell you. So Balaam went on with the princes of Balak. When Balak heard that Balaam had come, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab on the border formed by the Arnon at the extremity of the border. And Balak said to Balaam, did I not send to you to call you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not able to honor you? Balaam said to Balak, behold, I have come to you. Have I now any power of my own to speak anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that must I speak. Then Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. And Balak sacrificed oxen and sheep and sent for Balaam and for the princes who were with him. And in the morning Balak took Balaam and brought him to Bamoth Baal, and from there he saw a fraction of the people. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.